जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण. सो आई हैड prepared or thought that we will talk about Lord Chaitanya meeting to Raghupati Upadhyay. But it so happened that today is also Madhavendra Puri Prabhu's disappearance day. So, we will read from Chaitanya Charitamrit and then half an hour and other 15 minutes we'll talk about Madhavendra Puri and then question answer. So the payar here or the verse on the board is from Chaitanya Charitamrit Madhalila chapter 19 text number 102. Shyama Rupera Vasasthana Shrestha Mana Kai Puri Madhupuri Bara Kahe Upadhyay. Vishnu 10th canto Bhagavatam lana gutka lega karo. Shyama ruper basasthana shrestha manakay puri madhu puri vara kahe upadhyay. Shyama ruper basasthana shrestha manakay Puri madhu puri vara kahe upadhyay. Shyama ruper vasasthana shrestha manakay. Puri madhu puri vara kahe upadhyay.
Thank you.
और कोई प्राणी माता जी लोग श्याम रूपे ऑफ द सुप्रीम फॉर्म ऑफ श्याम सुंदर वासस्थाना रेजिडेंस श्रेष्ठा द सुप्रीम माना यू एसेप काय व्हिच पुरी द सिटी मधुपुरी मथुरापुरी बरा बेस्ट काहे सेद उपाध्याय रघुपति उपाध्याय।
देखो जहाँ मथुरा में भगवान हरि निवास करते हैं सदैव मथुरा में भगवान हरि निवास करते हैं
निरंतर मथुरा में निवास करते हैं। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एस भक्ति विधान स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ऑफ ऑल कृष्णज एबोर्ड व्हिच डू यू थिंक इज द बेस्ट रघुपति उपाध्याय से मथुरापुरी और मथुरा धाम इज सर्टेनली द बेस्ट। पर्पट लॉर्ड कृष्ण हैज मेनी फॉर्म आई स्टडी इन ब्रह्म संहिता 533 अद्वैतम अच्युतम अनादि अनंत रूपम। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु आस रघुपति उपाध्याय व्हिच फॉर्म आर द बेस्ट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा millions of form, and he immediately replied that the supreme form was Shyam Sundar form. In that form Krishna stands curved in three places and holds his flute. The Shyam Sundar form is also described in Brahma Samhita 5:33 premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena संता सदैव हृदयेषु विलोकयन्ति यम श्याम सुंदरम अचिंत गुणस्वरूपम गोविंदमादि पुरुषां तमहं भजामि। आई वर्शिप द प्राइमल लॉर्ड गोविंदा हुज ऑलवेज सीन बाय द डिवोटीज हुज आईज आर एनॉइंटेड विद द पल्प of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shyam Sundar, situated within the heart of devotee. Those who are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna always see the form of Shyam Sundar within their heart. Raghupati Upadhyay confirms that the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, has many incarnations such as Narayan, Narasimha, Varaha and other. But Krishna is distinguished as the supermost. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna means Shyam Sundar, who plays his flute in Vrindavan. Of all the form, this form is the best of all. Krishna lives sometime in Mathura and sometime in Dwarika. But Mathura is considered the better place. This is also confirmed by Rupa Goswami in his Upadesamrit. Vaikuntha janito vara Madhura Madhupuri. Madhupuri or Mathura is far superior to the Vaikuntha Loka in the spiritual world. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya चक्षुर्जिनिमीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः भूतैर्महद्भियैमा पुरो विभो निर्मायसेते यदमूसुपुरुषम् भुक्ते गुणान् षोडश षोडशात्मकम् शोलम् कृषिष्ठम् भगवन् वचांसि मे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुवयेम च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे भावराधिका माधुरी अस्वादय सुखकाज जयति कृष्ण चैतन्य कलि प्रकटे ब्रजराज सो दिस इज वन ऑफ माय फेवरेट फर्स्ट टाइम of Raghupati Upadhyaya meeting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan, he was passing through Prayag. There he met Vallabhacharya and Vallabhacharya invited him for lunch because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Dasashwamedh Ghat where he gave instruction to Sri Pada Rupa Goswami and he used to visit Akshaya Vat every day. It's very near. Akshaya Vat is under control of government. Nobody can go today. But still, if everybody wants, we can arrange some visit. But high security is there. Akshaya Vat is the banyan tree that after inhalation everything gets destroyed, but not that banyan tree. That remains there. And the seven rishis, they reside at banyan tree. So Mahaprabhu went to Arail Gram, which is one side Akshaya Vat, other side Arail Gram, crossing Jamuna. And there he had lunch. Raghupati Upadhyaya came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Raghupati Upadhyaya also has connection with Madhavendra Puri. He is also one of the follower of Madhavendra Puri, Raghupati Upadhyaya. So, we'll just read that. That time Mahaprabhu had taken his lunch and Vallabha Bhatta was giving massage at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. हेना काले आइला रघुपति उपाध्याय तिरहुत पंडित बड़ा वैष्णव महाशय. At that time रघुपति उपाध्याय of तिरहुत district arrived. He was a very learned scholar, a great devotee and a respectable gentleman. So Tirahut, Prabhupada writes, Tirahut is a part of Bihar, one section. In that, four different district comes under that, Saran, Champaran, Muzaffarpur and Darbhanga. These four comes under this district of Tirahut. Or all these four combined is called Tirahut. So he was from that state. And the people from that state are called Tirahutiya. This is Bihari language, Tirahutiya. So he is from Tirahut. He was a very learned scholar. He was a great devotee. And he also had tasted the love of Godhead, Krishna Prem, by the mercy of Madhavendra Puri.
बंद करो माताजी लोग क्या करें
आसी है तो कैला प्रभुर चरण बंदन कृष्णमती रहुबली प्रभुर वचन दैट टाइम रघुपति उपाध्याय आई केम एंड आई सुन ही सा लॉर्ड चैतन्य योर ओम लैंड. He offered his respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya blessed him by saying, Krishna Mati Rasu, always stay in Krishna consciousness. This is the way to give blessing. Haradas, looks like Maya is giving blessing to you. This is the way to give blessing. If somebody offers obeisances to us, at least we acknowledge that devotee by return obeisances. There are different ways to offer obeisances. Elderly people, we offer obeisances. Then the equal, we offer up his senses and embrace. And somebody who is younger to us, we give blessing. But what kind of blessing? That we learn from Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Mati Astu in Sanskrit and Krishna Mati Rahu in Bengali. Krishna Mati Astu. Always stay in Krishna consciousness. Just by saying this word, Krishna Mati Rastu, your mind always remains fixed in Krishna consciousness. That hints us also to remain Krishna conscious. Before we say somebody, before we give blessing, we have to be Krishna conscious. So both ways it works. Suni anandita haila upadhyayar man. प्रभु ताहार कहिलो कह कृष्णेर वरण. When रघुपति उपाध्याय heard this thing from Lord Chaitanya's lotus mouth, this blessing that may you remain always Krishna conscious, रघुपति उपाध्याय was overwhelmed, was so happy. And then Lord Chaitanya asked him to please describe something about Krishna. See the two things. One hand he is giving blessing and other hand he is asking, please talk something about Krishna or describe Krishna. Jai Sisi Gaurnitai Kija. Kaha Krishna Varanam. Please say something about Krishna. And this is the paripati, this is system of a Krishna conscious person. Machita madagata prana बोधयन्तः परस्परम् कथयन्तश्च माम् नित्यम् तुष्यन्ति च रमन्ति च. वन हु इज कृष्ण कॉन्शियस, ही डज नॉट सी द एडिकेट ऑफ सीनियर और जूनियर. ही रेडी टू हियर फ्रॉम एनीवन. व्हेन दी गोस्वामी जी वृंदावन, व्हेन दे वर स्टेइंग इन वृंदावन, एवरी डे they used to meet together on the bank of Radhakund. And they used to talk about Harikatha. Sometime Jiva Goswami will talk, sometime Rupa Goswami will talk, sometime Bhogarava Goswami will talk, sometime Sanatana Goswami will talk. The topic was Krishna. And Krishna is supreme fountainhead. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Nobody is superior than Krishna. So anybody who talks about Krishna is great. Sukadeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. And many great personalities were sitting in audience, such as Vyasadev, Narad Muni, Suta Goswami, King Parikshit himself. In age-wise, he was just 14-year-old boy. So for Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness does not depend on age or senior or junior. Same Achyuta Kumaraj, whenever they met or they were together, they were always talking. Who is talking doesn't make difference. Talking about Krishna. So one hand Raghupati Upadhyaya offers obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Knowing him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has heard a lot about him. We offer obeisances to somebody in two ways. In Sanskrit it says kadse ya padse. Kad means somebody who is elder to us in age. And pad means somebody superior to us in, you know, relationship. Like my uncle may be 10 years younger to me, but he is brother of my father, he is my uncle. So it's my duty to offer obeisances to him. I cannot say, hey, I am 10 years older to you, offer obeisances. Huh? This is called padase. Just like sannyasis, it applied to me more than anybody else. Just like sannyasis, somebody I made devotee and now he took sannyas. So, should I offer a sentence to him or he should offer to me? Which one? Radhas? Sannyasi kare humko? Very good. Yes. One may be senior, but in padase, he is in renounce order. So we offer obeisances. But kadase means somebody elderly, we offer respect to that elderly person. Whoever it may be, he may be ni bhakta, but he is elderly person, we offer respect to him. Such a nice, you know, our culture is, the Vedic culture is such a nice, that everybody remains happy and Krishna conscious. By simple one thing, and that is called offering obeisances. One thing I realized this time, when I was in Mayapur, for morning walk I was coming out, and then Bhakti Goswami Sindhu Maharaj, you know, I met him and I offer obeisances. It was hard for me. But he said, you are going to make me more humble. He just said this thing, that you are going to make me more humble. Now that somehow or other clicked in my mind that yes, humility is the ornament, that we require. And with that humble state of mind, we'll be able to chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this humble state of mind comes by offering obeisances. Namaste, Namaskar, come from Nam Dhatu. Nam means going. And Namati iti Nama, and Nam also comes from Nam Dhatu. Both has a relationship. Offering obeisances and chanting the holy name has a very close relationship. Therefore, all the Vaishnava must learn how to offer respectful obeisances to one and all. And in this way, we become the recipient of chanting the holy name. Become recipient of Krishna's favor. Just by offering obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, Raghupati Upadhyaya became recipient of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favor to talk about Krishna. So Mahaprabhu asked him, please describe something about Krishna. Nija Krita Krishna Lila Sloka Parhila Suni Mahaprabhu Mahaprema Vesahila. So those days devotees were so advanced, and devotees like Raghupati Upadhyaya, who was associate of Madhavendra Puri, means he was elderly really, still he offered obeisances. So those devotees with their realization, they were to write. So he has written something about Krishna Leela. And he started reciting from that Krishna Leela what he has written. These verses are very, very sweet verses. I remember all these verses in 1975. It was month of May. In Radha Govind Maharaj village, there is a school. And in the summer season, everybody, all villagers were sleeping. But we devotee, we to go in this school and read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we to memorize these verses. This is one of the verses, very nice. Srutima pare smriti mitare bharat bhajanti bhavabhita ahamihanandam bande yasyalinga param brahma. So sweetly Raghupati Upadhyaya recited. Raghupati Upadhyaya recited. Those who are afraid of material existence worship Vedic literature. Some worship Smriti, the corollage to Vedic literature, and other worship the Mahabharata. As far as I am concerned, I worship Krishna's father, Maharaj Nanda, in whose courtyard the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is playing. Aham iham nandam bande jasya linga param brahma. Alinga means of course courtyard, ordinary meaning, but alinga means the heart. It's an alinga, heart to heart. Alinga means courtyard. I am worshipping Nanda Maharaj, in whose heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is playing. So Krishna appeared in the heart of Nanda Baba first. Then he came to his mind, and then he imparted to Yashoda. After hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so ecstatic. And he asked,
Age kaha, Prabhu vakya upadhyay kahila, Raghupati upadhyay namaskar kaila.
When Raghupati upadhyay was requested by the Lord to recite more, he immediately offered his respectful obeisances to the Lord and granted his request. This one is other one, far out sloka.
Kam prati kathai tumi se samprati ko vaprati ti matu gopati tanaya kunje gopabadhu tibitam brahman.
To whom can I ask? To whom can I speak? Who will believe me when I saw that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is hunting the gopis in the bushes by the bank of river Jamuna? In this way, the Lord demonstrated his pastime. This word, this is from Padyavali. This is the subject matter of meditation for all the Vaishnava.
Kam prati kathai tumi se.
Almost like he was mad. He said, whom should I go and say this thing? I have seen something. Whom should I go and say? Even I say this thing, will anybody believe?
Gopati tanaya kunje. Gopati.
Yani, go means cow, go means senses, and go also means rage. So gopati means kiranapati. Kiranapati, who is Kiranapati? Sun God. So say, Gopati Tanaya. Tanaya means daughter. Gopati means son. Go means rage. And Pati means owner or master of the rage, that is son. And his daughter is Jamuna. Jamuna and Jamraj. Jamraj is son. And Jamuna is the daughter. So Gopati Tanaya Kunje. So nice. On the bank of Jamuna, in the Kunja, there are two. One is called Kunja and other is called Nikunja. When Krishna goes in the grove of Radharani, the grove of Radharani is called Nikunja. And when Radharani comes in grove of Krishna, the grove of Krishna is called Kunja. So, Gopati Tanaya Kunje, Gopa Badhuti Bitap Brahman. The Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is performing his pastime, he is hunting the gopis in his kunja. Who will believe this? This is the sweetness of Krishna's pastime. When Gargacharya was naming Krishna, Krishna was getting named. Then Gargacharya was telling all the good thing about Krishna. So Yashoda said, You are saying all good thing about my son. On his star, is there anything bad that I should look into? So Garga Charsa, and he said, yes, there is something. That the Rahu is below seven. There are nine graha. And Rahu is supposed to be either first or last, or after seven. But if below seven, then not good. So Rahu is sitting below seven graha. So which is not very good. It's not good. So as soon as Yashoda heard, she became panicked. Said, okay, then what should you do? I will call some pale Hare Krishna devotee, some Brahmanach, he feed them, give some charity, and so on and so forth. So the Raja, no, you don't have to worry for this. You don't have to worry for this. According to astrological Siddhanta, if Rahu is sitting on below seventh place in anybody chart, that means that person will become husband of many wives. He'll become the husband of many wives. So Yashoda started wondering, what does it mean? Because that time Pratha was only one wife and he'll be the husband of many wives. So Krishna became husband of 16,108 wives. Then, after saying this, Gargacharya started talking about, you know, seeing this thing. He said, what can I say, Mother Yashoda? Your son is Narayana Sama. He like Narayan. He like Narayan. So Jiva Goswami, in his commentary of this word, Narayana Sama, gives description. Narayana Jasa Samaha Iti Narayana Samaha. If he say Narayana Samaha, means he is like Narayana, means Narayana is superior, and he becomes inferior. Narayana Samaha means Narayana is superior, he becomes inferior. Jiva Goswami said, no. Narayana Jasa Samaha Iti Narayana Samaha. That Narayana also possesses the quality, or Narayan is like him. That means Jiva Goswami established the superiority of Krishna. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Let us see how Krishna is superior than Narayan. We know Narayan has 60 quality, right? And Krishna has 64 quality. Venu Madhuri, Rup Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, and Ek aadmi bola sahi sahi na? Rati Madhuri. So these four are superior in Krishna than Narayan. Narayan is having four arms. Ugly looking? No, not ugly looking, sorry. With all weapons. And Krishna has only two arms with playing flute. The gopis, they control Krishna. They will make Krishna do anything. Like Raskan Kavir said, Tahi ahira ke chohariya chachiya bhari chachapa nacha nachaye. All the cowherd girls, they have to make Krishna dance on a little bit of chanch. Krishna dance, so he to dance. Can somebody ask Narayan to dance? Can you ask Narayan to dance? No. Krishna also he to go and catch the hand of some gopis. He have to pull the sari of some gopis. Can Narayan do? No. Because for Krishna, everyone is his. Everyone is his. So there are good description. I don't want to go that side. The Leela, I can give few example, but I want to see here. So he said, whom should I go and tell this thing? That Krishna is hunting the gopis on the bank of Jamuna. In Padam Puran, in Patal Khanda, this explanation of this verse has been given. And that is dhyan, you know, about meditation. That is about Krishna's beauty and Srimati Radhika. Na Radhika samanari, na Krishna sadrisam bhuman, vayam param na kaisurat, na bhava prakrite para. I think this one, it will come later on. So anyway, he said, whom should I say? Who will believe my word? Age kaha prabhu vakya upadhyay kahila raghupati upadhyay namaskar. Listen down. Prabhu kahe kahate ho para krishna lila premavese prabhur deha mana ayulia. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requests raghupati upadhyay to continue speaking about the pastime of Sri Krishna. Thus, the Lord was observed in ecstatic love, and his mind and body slackened. Our mind and body are always engaged in material activities. When they are activated on the spiritual platform, they slacken on material platform. Prema deke upadhyara haila chamatkar. Manusya nahi iho Krishna karila nirdhar. As soon as Raghupati Upadhyay saw the emotional symptom, aesthetic symptom of love in Lord Chaitanya's body, he concluded, he decided that Lord was not a human being, but Krishna himself. Prabhu kahe Upadhyay sreshta manakai. Same or Paramarupa kahe upadhyay. Mahaprabhu asked, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyay, according to your decision, who is the foremost being? Raghupati Upadhyay replied, Lord Shyam Sundar is the supreme form. Foremost being, which form of the Lord is the supreme? And he said, Shyam Sundar. Shyam Sundar form. Narayan, Braha, Nrsingha, all these forms are transcendental. Ram, all transcendental. But Shyam Sundar form is the topmost form. Then he said, Samera Rupera Vasasthana Sreshta Manakai Puri Madhu Puri Vara Kahe Mupadhyay. Shyam Sundar resides everybody, everywhere, including our heart, as Paramatma. We have one house, we become proud. Krishna has millions of houses. So, Raghupati, Lord Chaitanya is asking, out of these millions of houses, which one you consider the topmost? It is Puri Madhupuri Vara Kahe Upadhyay. Madhupuri or Mathura Mandal is the topmost. Because Swami describes that Krishna always stays in Mathura Mandal. Rajadhanit Tasabhut Sarvadya Adabhut Sarvajadabhujam Mathura Bhagavan Yatraha Nityam Sannihito Hari. Mathura Bhagavan Yatra. Mathura is a place where Bhagavan Nityam Sannihito Hari, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides constantly. He always resides in Mathura. Therefore, Mathura Edi, Mathura means Mathura Mandal, 84 Kos, Braj. Mathura means not only today Mathura Station, not that Mathura. Mathura means Braj Mandal. The Lord recites, Vrindavanam Prityajyam Padam Ekam Nagakchati. That's Mathura. Now, so the residence is clear. That's Mathura.
Balya Pavanda Kaisora Sreshta Manakai Vayam Kaisorakam Dhyayam Kahe Upadhyay.
So the Lord has three age. Balya, Pauganda and Kishora. In Balya, he distributed the mellow of paternal rasa, vasalya bhav. In Pauganda, he distributed the mellow of sakhya bhav. But in Kaisurya, he distributed the mellow of madhurya bhav. So he asked, Balya Pauganda Kausaram. Balya means up to 5 years, and 5 to 10 is Pauganda, and 10 to 15 is Kishora. So in these 3 ages, which one you think is superior? He said, Vayam Kaisorakam Dhyayaha, the Kishora Avastha, or 10 to 15. And in that age, Krishna is giving the mellow of Madhurya Bhav. So that goes the connection of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri Pad was only one who tasted this Madhurya Bhav. His whole body was a personification of Madhurya Bhav. He is eating, sleeping, everything by Madhurya Bhav. He was tasting the nectar of this Madhurya Bhav. He tasted, and by his association, by his touch, like Nityanand Prabhu, when he was traveling, he met Madhavendra Puri, they embraced each other. And by that embrace, Nityanand Prabhu invoked that Madhurya Bhav. Ishwar Puri, out of many disciples of Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri was such a great. He invoked the Madhurya Bhav by simply cleaning his stool and urine. In old age, Madhavendra Puri was residing in Remuna. There Ishwar Puri was staying. And his seva was to clean the stool and urine of Madhavendra Puri. He was unable to move from the. Madhavendra Puri had no any knowledge, external knowledge of his body. Neither of his eating, nor of his sleeping, nor of his passing a stool and urine. Because so absorbed in thought of Krishna. Same way, this Raghupati Upadhyay, he met Madhavendra Puri. By the way, Ishwar Puri, by doing so, he was doing this thing, and Madhavendra Puri blessed him that you will obtain the love of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead will become your disciple. That was the blessing of Madhavendra Puri to Ishwar Puri. So here also we see that Mahaprabhu, one way he is just testing Raghupati Upadhyay, but other hand, you know, he enjoined. He gave 3 options. Giving option is always good. He gave 3 options. Out of these 3 ages, which one you consider the topmost? Of these 3 ages of Krishna, known as childhood, boyhood and fresh youth, which do you consider the best? Raghupati Upadhyaya replied, fresh youth is the best age. दैट इज द माधुर्य भाव प्रकाश. प्रभु कहे भाल तत्व सिखाई लो मोरे एत बलि श्लोक पढ़ गद गद स्वरे. चैतन्य महाप्रभु आफ्टर हियरिंग दिस he said he have taught me first class conclusion of Vedic scripture. After saying this, Mahaprabhu added everything and he made like a sloka and he started reciting the sloka. Shyameva parama rupe puri madhu puri para श्यामेव परम रूपम पुरी मधुपुरी वरा वयम कैशोरकम ध्यायम आद्यो एव परो रस. महाप्रभु मेड श्लो श्यामेव परम रूपम. श्याम सुंदर फॉर्म इज दी टॉप मोस्ट फॉर्म. पुरी मधुपुरी वरा एंड एमोंग हिज रेजिडेंस मथुरा मंडल इज दी टॉप. वयम कैशोरकम ध्येय द किशोर अवस्था इज द टॉप मोस्ट फॉर ध्यान. आद्य एव परो रस एन आदि रस. आदि रस मीन्स उज्ज्वल रस परकीय भाव. जन्मादस्य तन्न आदितरतः चार्थे स्वविज्ञ स्वरार. आदि Jiva Goswami described that Adi means Krishna. That the Prakriya Bhav, Ujjwal Ras, Unnat Ujjwal Ras is Adi Ras. So, this Kishore Avastha is the Avastha or the age of meditation. So in Padma Purana, in Patal Khanda, this sloka has come. Na Radhika Samanari Na Krishna Sadrisham Bhuman Vayam Param Na Kaisorat Na Bhava Prakrite Para Dheyam Kaisorakam Dheyam Vanam Vrindavanam Vanam श्यामेव परम रूपम आदिदैव परो रस. एवरीबडी टू रिमेंबर दिस फर्स्ट फॉर ध्यान. मेडिटेट ऑन दिस. न राधिका समानारी. देयर नो वुमेन इन दिस वर्ल्ड ब्यूटीफुल देन राधिका और बेटर देन राधिका. न कृष्ण समापमान. Nor there is any man better than Krishna. Bayam param nakaisurat. Their age is not beyond Kishoravastha or 15 year. Means when they no more starts and beard. That is Kishoravastha. Na bhava prakriti para. And their bhava is kanta bhava. Which is beyond the relationship of material world. Dheyam, therefore, we should meditate. Kaisurakam dheyam. We should meditate on the Kishora Bhav of Krishna or Syam Sundar. Vanam Vrindavanam Vanam. And the best forest of all the forests, Vrindavan. श्याम एव परम रूप. एव मीन्स सर्टेनली देयर नो डाउट. श्याम एव परम रूप. द श्याम सुंदर फॉर्म इज द टॉप मोस्ट फॉर्म. देयर नो डाउट सर्टेनली. और आदि दैव परो रस. और आदि रस और उन्नत उज्ज्वल रस इज द टॉप मोस्ट ऑफ ऑल द रसेस. व्हाट शुड आई डू. There are few more sloka. Pardu? Koi kuch nahi bol raha. Prasad ka bhav jada ho gaya. Iska bhav ho gaya. यदि आप नहीं सुनना चाहो तो मैं सुनाऊंगा, मुझे अच्छा लग रहा है।
प्रेमावेश प्रभु तारे कैला आलिंगन प्रेम मत हयाते हो करे न नर्तन। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु देन इम्ब्रेस रघुपति उपाध्याय इन एस्थेटिक लव। रघुपति उपाध्याय आल्सो वॉज ओवर ब्लेम बाय लव एंड ही बिगेन टू डांस। ओके आई थिंक गॉट ओवर। देखी बल्लभ भट मने चमत्कार हईल दुई पुत्र आनी प्रभुर चरण पढ़िल। दिस वाज द टर्निंग प्वाइंट ऑफ बल्लभ भट्टाचार्य और वल्लभाचार्य। व्हेन वल्लभाचार्य सा दैट एस्थेटिक डांस ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु और नित्यानंद रघुपति उपाध्याय ही आल्सो कंक्लूडेड ही नन बट द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। एंड देयर आफ्टर अदर डिस्कशन टुक प्लेस बिटवीन वल्लभाचार्य एंड हिम। नाउ अबाउट माधवेंद्रपुरी आई विल टेल इन शॉर्ट वे बिकॉज आई नो एवरीबडी इज एंग्जियस फॉर प्रसादम। सो माधवेंद्रपुरी अपीयर्ड ऑन दिस प्लैनेट इन 14th सेंचुरी। ही पास मोस्ट ऑफ हिज लाइफ इन ट्रेवलिंग एंड रेजिडेंस मोस्टली ही स्टेड इन ब्रजमंडल एंड उड़ीसा रेमुड़ा वृंदावन एंड रेमुड़ा टू प्लेसेज ही स्टेड। लाइक चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्टेड इन जगन्नाथपुरी बट ट्रेवल सेम माधवेंद्रपुरी ही ट्रेवल ऑल ओवर प्लेसेज। नित्यानंद प्रभु एंड माधवेंद्रपुरी दे मेट इन साउथ इंडिया। आफ्टर मीटिंग माधवेंद्रपुरी नित्यानंद प्रभु वेंट टू सेतुबंध रामेश्वर एंड ही केम टू रेमुड़ा तो दे मेट इन साउथ इंडिया। सो माधवेंद्रपुरी वॉज सिंपली ट्रेवलिंग। माधवेंद्रपुरी बिलोंग्स टू माधवाचार्य लाइन ऑफ आवर परंपरा। ही इज आवर आचार्य इन दिस भगवत गीता। प्रभुपाद गेव द डिसिप्लिक सक्सेशन इट कम फ्रॉम कृष्णा ब्रह्मा नारद व्यास मध्व पद्मनाभ नृहरि माधव। माधव रिमेंबर दिस वर्ड माधव अधोभ्य जय तीर्थ ज्ञान सिंधु दयानिधि विद्यानिद्रा राजेंद्र जय धर्म पुरुषोत्तम ब्रह्म तीर्थ व्यास तीर्थ लक्ष्मीपति। 19th वाज लक्ष्मीपति एंड 20th वाज माधवेंद्रपुरी। माधवेंद्रपुरी वाज डिसाइपल ऑफ लक्ष्मीपति बट समवेयर इट इज मेंशन दैट ही वाज इंस्पायर्ड बाय माधव माधवपुरी एंड देन फ्रॉम हिम कम्स ईश्वरपुरी। नित्यानंद प्रभु अद्वैताचार्य दे ऑल वेयर द फॉलोअर ऑफ माधवेंद्रपुरी। दोज दे नो इनिशिएशन लाइक स्वाहा स्वाहा नो इनिशिएशन वाज समबडी डूइंग सम सेवा दैट बिकेम इनिशिएशन मोर जी इंस्ट्रक्शन शिक्षा। सो ही वाज इन डिसिप्लिन सस्पेंशन ऑफ माधवाचार्य एंड हिज गुरु वाज लक्ष्मीपति तीर्थ। ही फाउंडेड द वैष्णव कल्ट इन वृंदावन मथुरा मंडल एंड पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र। ही इज वन हु ब्रॉट लव ऑफ गॉड। ही टेस्टेड एंड ही गेव लिटिल बिट टू पीपुल लाइक ईश्वरपुरी अद्वैताचार्य एंड फ्यू अदर। लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही टेस्टेड with his close associate but Rup Sanatan Sat Goswami they are one who profusely distributed to one and all. Therefore we are called Rupanuk Vaishnava. We got from Rup Goswami. So Madhavendra Puri while he was traveling he was in Govardhan area. There is also town on his name called Jatipura. From his name, Jati. Jati means sannyasi. He was Udasin sannyasi. Udasin sannyasi means who does not care for any bodily necessity, including eating, sleeping, passing illness, nothing. He doesn't care. That is called Udasin. There are four kinds of sannyasi. They are known as Kutichak, Baudak, Hansa, and Paramahansa. So even this is Udasin. Utasina iti Udasina. Ut means up above this. And Asina means sitting. Utasina. So Madhavendra Puri was sitting and he was simply chanting the holy name Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You know the past time how Gopal came with the milk and he gave him milk and he said, I will come. So I'll just touch some of the point which have been described by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami in his commentary. So, this word Udasin has been described. So Krishna provides the food to anyone and everyone. Why not to his devotee like Madhavendra Puri? So when Madhavendra Puri saw him, he said, who are you? He said, I am Gopal, a cowherd boy. And my service is to feed. I follow my queen. My queen has given a standing order that nobody should go hungry, should not sleep hungry in night time, in whole Braj. Nobody should remain hungry in night time. Because Lakshmi became proud. So Radharani said, get out. I don't want you here. And she took this much grain and threw in her Braj. That nobody will go hungry in Braj. And she told Krishna, you listen carefully. If anybody hungry, that's your business to provide food to them. There are a standing order of Radharani to Krishna. So he said, what can I do? I have no choice but to bring this. So here's the milk, please take this milk. And evening time, now it is time for milking the cow. I'll come tomorrow morning, I'll take the pot, no problem. So he kept looking at him. Such a beautiful, sweet word he gave. He drank the milk. And when he slept, night time, he saw in the dream, same boy coming. And taking him by hand, to show where he has been hidden by his pujari because of this Mughal Raj. Next day morning, Madhavendra Puri got up and he couldn't believe. And the dream was just there in front of him. So he went to the village. He called all the villagers. Villager has faith in Madhavendra Puri. Those days, sadhus were well respected. People were respecting sadhu and their word was like, great, what if sadhu says something? It had to be accepted. So nobody questioned, hey, you saw the dream, who cares? Dream is dream. Why should we go behind you? By your dream, we follow dream. We will live in dream world or what? Today people will say this thing. Why should I follow a dream? Madhavendra Puri called all the villagers and he said, this is what I saw in dream. So let us go. Nobody challenged Madhavendra Puri. Why should I follow your dream? But they all went. Cutting the bushes and, you know, the throne, they went. And Madhavendra Puri could see, you know, the Lord. And he, you know, took them to the place where Gopal was being hidden. So there, of course, they found Gopal. And they installed Gopal on the top of Giriraj. And big Ankut took place. Till today, Ankut going on. They started by Madhavendra Puri, the Ankut. And in due course of time, again Madhavendra Puri has a dream. And the Lord said that I have been here in this bushes for long time, tolerating the heat and cold. My body is very hot. Can you please get some sandalwood from Nilachal? That was summer time, summer season. Chandan Yatra started from that time. So Madhavendra Puri appointed some pujaris, Goswamis, to worship the deity, and he left. Nityananda Prabhu described, and this story has been described by Nityananda Prabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Jagannath Puri that time in Remuna. So when he went to Remuna, where there was Gopinath temple, but the sweet rice of Gopinath temple was very famous. Like Radharas Vihari's samosa is very famous. Sweet samosa is very famous everywhere. At least in the Iskan world, our sweet samosa is very famous. If our pujari become more magnanimous and make more samosa, we can also become famous like Tirupati Laddu. But Ram Rupa ji kanjus, pata nahi kahan. He should make sweet samosa. I saw in Mayapur, they got so many Mahaprasad stall. Before it was only one big rush. Now everywhere they got counter. So Bajari Prabhu, you should look into sweet samosa counter. Few places. Anyway. So Khirchor Gopinath, sweet rice was very famous. So Madhavendra Prabhu only thought that if I get little sweet rice and taste, then we will make same kind of sweet rice for Gopalji. Same kind of sweet rice will make for Gopalji. That was a desire. And that time the pujari was dun 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 ghanti baja raha tha. Means offering was going on. So Madhavendra thought, oh my goodness, the Lord has not eaten. How can I have even the desire to taste that sweet rice? So he felt very ashamed. And same night he got up and he left. Same evening he left. And he went to the marketplace where the, you know, all the shop were closed, the bench was there. And he was just lying there on a bench and repenting on this, that what he had done. And that time pujari was sleeping, he saw the dream. Just only 2 more minutes, because I want to tell some instructing thing here. So pujari got the dream. The Lord is saying that I have hidden a sweet rice pot for my devotee, Madhavendra Puri. Please go and give. So pujari saw the dream. He said, oh, it is the only dream. You know, how can be there? Lord will hide his sweet rice. Again he slept. No, he was not sleeping. He was thinking, what should I do? I have not even taken bath. Lord is saying. And he kind of knocked down again. The Lord said, don't worry for taking bath. Just come. So without taking bath, pujari went. And the way Lord has said, he took the chadar away. Then he saw one sweet rice pot was there. Pujari took that sweet rice pot and went calling for Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri, who is Madhavendra Puri? Madhavendra Puri thought, what happened? Did I do some mistake? Why I am wanted? You know, why is calling my name? He said, yes, my dear sir, tell me, I am Madhavendra Puri. Then pujari fell down at his lotus feet. He said, my dear sir, you are the greatest of Vaishnavas. You are the great Vaishnava. The Lord stole the sweet rice from you. From that time, the Lord got the name Khirchor Gopinath. So see the mercy of the Lord. And then of course he went to Jagannath Puri, and all the Pandas, everybody cooperated so nicely. They gave him sandalwood. And he was bringing. And when again he came to Remuna, then again he saw the dream. Then he could see that there is no difference between Gopal and Gopinath. And he said, why should you carry this? Just offer this sandalwood to me, here only. So there are, you know, Chandan Yatra started, and from that time Madhavendra Puri made his next residence Remuna. Until last he stayed there. So the three things, one is that when we are dependent only on Krishna in Udasina Bhav, when a Utasina, free from material hankering, then Lord personally brings Ananya Sindayanto Mame Jana Pripaste Tesam Nitya Vijuktanam Yoga Chema Vahami Aham. I carry. So Lord so is there also. He carried. He could have asked some other cowherd man to bring or something. He carried. And other age following the instruction of Krishna or Guru or a Vaishnava, even the instruction came in dream. Sometime Guruji comes in dreams and tell Haradas, Bharmat Gumo Yirao Seva Karo. Follow that. Then there was a dream ka baat tha. No. It's not a dream. It's true. When Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas are saying, don't take it easy. If Madhavendra Putra had taken easy, Gopalu did not been there. Everything. And then third is the desire to offer everything best to Krishna. You offer everything best to Krishna. Prabhupada wrote a letter about Radharas Vihari. He said, our deity should be dressed so gorgeously with beautiful flower and dressing that whole Bombay comes to see. Better than all the temple. And sure enough, we are trying to follow majorly. We are trying to follow. Radharas Vihari very rich. But we are trying to follow. And you can see every day thousands of people are coming. Saturday, Sunday, lakhs of people are coming. The Prabhupada dream came true. So you should not be miser in serving Lord. In putting effort. Even if you have to walk from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, Madhavendra said, oh, I'll go some other time. No. Next day, got up and left. And he had desire to offer sweet rice. So there are many lessons to derive from this pastime. So all devotees should meditate. Please read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. The pastime is in Adilila, Madhalila and Antalila about Madhavendra Puri. This way Madhavendra Puri was staying in Remuda, and his mood was, and that's the mood Lord Chaitanya picked up from there. Ai Dina Dayadranatha He Mathuranatha Kadavale Kadavalakesaha Hirdayam Twad Aloka Kataram Daita Brahmayati Kim Karomyam Maham Rasakabayottam. Among all the Rasaj Sloka, this is the topmost sloka. The Vipralamba Bhav, this shows Vipralamba Bhav. And Mahaprabhu picked up Vipralamba Bhav from here. And this way Madhavendra Puri passed away in Remuda. And today also his samadhi is there in Remuda, next to opposite Chirchur Gopinath temple. And Gopalji of Madhavendra Puri is being worshipped today in Nath Dwara, known as Sidnathji. Okay? So this was the short description of Madhavendra Puri. Thank you very much. Maharaj, any comment? Any question anybody has? Yes, very good question. His question is that he has inspiration from Madhav, but Madhav appeared long, long ago. See, spiritual life is, you must know. Madhavacharya is known as disciple of Vyasadeva. When did Vyasadeva appear and when Madhavacharya appeared? The disciplic succession does not depends on this physical initiation. It depends on inspiration. Vyasadeva initiated him in dream. So inspired.
Same Madhav may have come long ago and you were here, but you were inspired.
Like Prabhupada. Many people are inspired by Prabhupada. Hari, in 70-year age he went. In 10-year time so much he did. And by this inspiration if somebody becomes, you know, devotee, they are Prabhupada disciple, they are his follower. What do you mean by disciple? One who in discipline. One who following the discipline. We have misunderstood disciple means swaha, then you are disciple. Siksha. Any other question? All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Raghupati Padhyaya ki jai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Madhavendra Puripada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Hari Pramanande Hari Hari Bol.